I'm Jim Fleming, and this is the podcast of one segment from To the Best of Our Knowledge, Public Radio's Peabody Award-winning magazine of ideas from PRI, Public Radio International, and Wisconsin Public Radio. Where do we come from? Well, how about if we start even earlier? Where did the universe come from? Theoretical physicist Michio Kaku has been asking that one for years. He teaches at the City University of New York and hosts a nationally syndicated radio show about science. His latest book is called Parallel Worlds. Kaku told Steve Paulson about the new theory that our universe may be a kind of echo from the Big Bang of another universe. It's called the multiverse theory.
Think of soap bubbles. We live on the surface of an expanding soap bubble. And if you jiggle a soap bubble, sometimes it vibrates and splits in half, and then you have two soap bubbles. So one soap bubble buds off another or sprouts off another, and this is called eternal inflation. And so, of course, we can't prove all these theories yet, but the experimental data is coming in the direction of inflation, which does support the idea of a multiverse, that is, an ocean of bubbles, each bubble then fissioning off and creating more bubbles. And so we have Genesis taking place in an eternal nirvana.
So theoretically, each black hole out there, and scientists have identified black holes.
Hundreds.
Each one might be creating a new Big Bang.
That's right. Now, the inflation theory is actually independent of the black hole idea, but it's intriguing that if inflation takes place all the time, perhaps it could take place in the form of black holes, in which case the matter being sucked into the black hole actually seeds the next universe being blown out the other end. And of course, we can't see the other end. There's a wormhole or a tube that connects our universe with a baby universe. And it does mean that perhaps our universe budded off perhaps another universe. Our universe looks very much like a black hole, by the way. A black hole, from a physicist's point of view, is nothing but a bubble, a closed bubble. You cannot leave the bubble. And of course, that's what a black hole is, something you can't leave. And our universe is the same thing. You cannot leave our universe. And so our universe may actually be a black hole.
Now, when you talk about these other universes, you're saying they exist in some other dimension that, at least at the moment, given our technology that we have, and we have no possible way of connecting to. I mean, each universe, presumably, unless it's a baby universe, has thousands or millions of galaxies and goes on for eons. I mean, every one of these universes is like this.
Well, that was the old thinking. The new thinking is that we can actually detect these universes, and millions of your taxpayers' dollars now are going to physics experiments to detect the presence of these other bubble universes. For example, there's something called dark matter out there. We now realize that dark matter is about 10 times more plentiful than ordinary matter, except dark matter is invisible. It has weight, but it's invisible. Now, gravity goes between these soap bubbles. We're stuck on one bubble. But gravity freely goes between soap bubbles. So if there's a nearby soap bubble, then perhaps we're seeing the gravity of their galaxies. The shadow matter, the galaxies have their own gravity. It hops across to our universe. And so there's a theory that says that dark matter, which we have verified with the Hubble Space Telescope, in fact, we even have gorgeous maps of dark matter now, this invisible matter that envelops the universe, that may be shadow matter, gravity that has hopped across a parallel universe to ours.
And dark matter is one of the great mysteries in astronomy right now. I mean, it from what I have heard, I mean, it makes up most of the matter in the universe, but no one has any idea what it is.
That's right. There are two theories as to dark matter, both of them coming from something called string theory, which is what I do for a living. I'm one of the pioneers in string theory. One is that dark matter is shadow matter, just like the invisible man, gravity from another universe. The other theory is that dark matter could be made out of sparticles, super particles, that is, higher octaves of the superstring. Now, we believe, though we can't yet prove, that all matter we see around us are nothing but musical notes on tiny, tiny little vibrating strings. So the laws of physics are the laws of harmony. And when these strings bump into each other, they create chemistry. So chemistry would be the melodies played out on these strings. The universe would be a symphony of strings. And the mind of God that Einstein eloquently wrote about in his memoirs, the mind of God would be cosmic music resonating not through ordinary space, but through hyperspace, perhaps 11-dimensional hyperspace. And so the other theory is that dark matter is nothing but the next octave. the next octave of these vibrating strings. So both interpretations of dark matter require the introduction of multiple universes.
Okay. That, I don't have a clue what any of that means, but I will.
Well, I can try again.
No. Not you. I mean, you've. I think that's for someone of my scientific knowledge, I think that's about as good as it's going to get. But couldn't you actually – do you think we'll ever get to the point where you can actually prove or disprove the existence of other universes?
Some people smirk and say, well, who are you to talk about the mind of God? Einstein couldn't do it. So how do you test a theory of the multiverse? Well, in 2011, 6 years from now, NASA will be launching into outer space the most ambitious satellite of all time. It's called LISA, Laser Interferometry Space Antenna. It is three satellites connected by laser beams. Each laser beam is 3 million miles across, making a triangle in outer space. Now, gravity waves from the instant of creation are still circulating around the universe. These vibrations will hit LISA, jiggle the laser beams, and we should be able to pick up the characteristic frequency of vibration from the instant of creation still circulating around the universe. Now, string theory, inflation, they all give predictions as to what the vibrations should look like. And so this could nail it to the wall. This could lead to a whole series of Nobel Prizes once LISA goes into orbit and for the first time in history would give us direct evidence and prove or disprove many of these pre-Big Bang theories that are now being proposed. So we're no longer talking about science fiction. We're no longer talking about speculation. Some people don't have to snicker anymore that you cannot test string theory because it's a theory of universes. How do you create a universe in a laboratory after all? We don't have to. Our own universe is a laboratory. It's a laboratory that will be probed by LISA beginning 2011.
Michio Kaku is the co-founder of String Field Theory. His latest book is called Parallel Worlds, A Journey Through Creation, Higher Dimensions, and the Future of the Cosmos. Steve Paulson spoke with him. You've been listening to a segment from PRI's To the Best of Our Knowledge, Public Radio's Peabody Award-winning magazine of ideas. If you would like to hear the program in its entirety, visit ttbook.org or check with your local public radio station. You can also download the entire hour at audible.com/ttbook.